Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
The conviction of Donald J. Trump. Donald Trump, who has skirted legal trouble for decades, faced a reckoning as the criminal justice system caught up with him. His strategy of delaying legal proceedings had often worked in the past, but this time, a jury found him guilty on 34 counts related to falsifying business records to conceal a sexual affair and influence the 2016 election. Trump's conviction marks a historic moment as he becomes the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a felony. Despite the possibility of appeal and uncertainty surrounding potential prison time, Trump's personal defeat is undeniable. His typically combative demeanor shifted to somberness as he left the courthouse. Unlike previous instances where spin could obscure outcomes, a jury verdict leaves little room for doubt. What's next? Three key questions arise. 1. Could Trump face prison time? While sentencing is scheduled for July 11, and each count carries a maximum sentence of 4 years, it's uncertain whether Trump will serve time immediately. The possibility of appeals extending beyond Election Day adds complexity to the situation. 2. Can Trump still run for president? Trump's felony conviction doesn't disqualify him from holding office, even if he were to run from prison. However, he wouldn't be able to pardon himself if elected because the conviction was on state rather than federal charges. 3. How will his conviction impact his political future? The repercussions of Trump's conviction on his presidential aspirations remain unclear. While some voters have indicated discomfort with supporting a convicted candidate, the full extent of its impact on his campaign is yet to be seen. Trump's response to the verdict was predictably defiant, blaming the judge, jury, and societal decay. Republican reactions varied, some labeling it a political maneuver, and others urging respect for the verdict. President Biden's campaign spokesman said that Trump's conviction shows that no one is above the law. There is still only one way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, at the ballot box, said Michael Tyler, the campaign's communications director. Convicted felon or not, Trump will be the Republican nominee for president.
People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.